When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody. Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
Welcome to the Goody Goody. Today's episode, I sit down with my friend who I met in the writer's room of Search Party. She is the creator and host of the podcast, The Mystery Show, which I highly recommend. She came over. We started the podcast outside and then dogs started barking insanely. So we moved it to the bedroom. But it's a sweet, vulnerable chat with my friend, soon to be yours, Starlee Kine. We're in the backyard. The birds are chirping. The dogs' lipsticks of their penises are fully out.
Yeah.
My dog's lipstick was just on your thigh, which is a sign of a good podcast. Cheers. We're drinking some rosé. We're drinking Kyle MacLachlan's Blushing Bear Rosé, an official sponsor.
My teenage self would be dying over that.
I wish that I saw all of his stuff because everybody, when they find out that I'm working with him, tells me, like, remember to say something, something coffee. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So that'd be so weird.
When I was a teenager, my older sister got me as a birthday gift a pair of his jeans.
Brand of jeans?
His personal jeans. I didn't necessarily want these, but I love Twin Peaks and she got like a Hollywood memorabilia pair of
like
his
official
real jeans. I have the...
Do you know how much she paid?
No, because it was a present, so that would have been tacky if she had told me. But I found when I went home, I have it. I probably brought it back to LA. Like I have the little certificate of authenticity. I don't know where the jeans are. I remember they were black jeans, like light wash. And I remember she gave them to me and I was like, love the sentiment. Don't know what to do with these.
That's like such like, a strong choice for someone that's never asked for a man's jeans.
Yeah. And like not even remotely.
And also
like,
you would get those and really expect a reaction. Did you give her a reaction?
I probably gave her a reaction that disappointed her like everything.
Are you guys close?
It was
that
always like
that
her
like set the tone
it
for
was
your
always like her wanting us to be closer and like doing something like that, or her getting me like when I was in college later she mailed to me a giant black and white like film still of E.T., which is my favorite movie when I was little. It was always her like giving me the thing that was a thought
giving you
thoughtful
presents.
In theory because it was something I'd love, but I'd probably moved on. I definitely had moved on.
What would you have rather had from her what would have actually worked in terms of connecting?
Probably like a less intense, needy relationship.
Lessons!
There's a lot of sound effects
happening.
There's
a lot of things happening.
There's a real life dog sound effect happening.
We might have to move this to the bedroom. We've got a crying baby. Oh, shit.
We got sound effects. We got
the
dog.
Yeah, we've got a lot of... we've got...
Come here.
We currently have three dogs at this house. We've got, I'd estimate, 9 dogs in the surrounding neighborhood.
Hey.
We're going to move to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We've got what we got.
Okay.
But we're in here now. Starlee in my bed. Starlee in my bed. Starlee in my bed. Starlee in my bed.
Now for your daily reminder that... I'm the star of a sitcom.
It's
so your parents
was that made when you were on the sitcom?
That was made. Yeah, I went into the studio before I started recording podcasts, and I was like, first things first, I'm going to say some shit, and I want you to add some sound effects to it and make me a soundboard.
Yeah, you didn't just manifest being a star of a sitcom.
No, that would be amazing.
Yeah, well, you kind of did, but.
I guess I kind of did.
But that was not the manifestation that we, that sound effect was.
Did
not
you
that.
Manifest your life?
If I did, I'm doing a bad job at it.
I don't think so. You're doing great. You're just, your neutral setting is stressed out a little bit.
Mm, And it's not, I'm not that, it's not that. That's not, not stressed out. Stressed out kind of infers more activity to it. I don't think I'm not really stressed out. It's other things, but it's not stressed out.
Well, help me out.
No, but I feel like you and I have talked about this before, and then I try to explain it and it doesn't work, and I explain it wrong. And then it's, because I feel like I worry that people think my neutral position is stressed out. And then
no,
that
I just
makes
got that
feel,
from that moment. Oh. I got that from that moment where you said, I said, you manifest things too. And then you were like, oh, I'm doing a bad job. But I'm like, but when I see you, I'm like, oh, you are writing on a really cool show.
Yeah.
You just moved to LA. You've got a cutie dog. You've got fun friends. You've got a cool life.
Yeah, but I feel like when I think about manifestation, it's like very specific items, and I feel that like it's the gaps that then people are like, I'm making my manifestation list to get that.
The gaps.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm not doing a good job at filling the specific gaps I would like to fill, and so that's what I feel like.
But don't you think everyone's got, I mean, it's interesting because I'm not going to pretend like I don't look at the gaps.
Yeah.
Cowboy, you are a gap right now in my life. My dog is wearing a cone and just wandering, like keeps on walking over all the equipment.
I am very touched by Cowboy wanting to be in here, though, in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's because of my dog.
It is.
And I love that.
And he also loves you.
I love him loving me.
This podcast started 7 hours ago with his lipstick dick on your thigh.
He really did want to claim me immediately.
Totally. We needed to take a pause in the podcast just for his dick to calm down and let us record.
He had incredible comic timing, too, because like in an Andrew Dice Clay kind of way, because it was me.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Because it's a dick joke, but I feel like whoever does dick joke, it's incredible comic timing in terms of I said, is Cowboy a boy or a girl? And you were like, look. And he's like.
He's a boy that loves lipstick. Yeah.
I don't think he's Andrew Dice Clay in any other way.
I thought that you were referencing Andrew Dice Clay of like, you know, like perfect timing. The king of timing.
You know how we all learn timing?
Yeah, it's just, I think that when you're talking about the gaps, you're looking at the gaps, but like there's so many, I think that I would say 99% of the people in the world are like, I would like to be doing a job that is like in the area of my creativity and my dreams and my purpose.
That's totally true. I guess that's totally true. I feel like with the manifestation stuff in particular, which I don't do, like only because don't you like once you, I guess I haven't had like, it's like, I'm not only looking at the gaps, but I feel like in terms of manifestation, it's a list and it's supposed to be like, I have these baseline things. And then like SV was just saying, she manifested renting her apartment. So like, I feel like people treat manifesting like a to-do list. And in that case, like not all of my to-do is getting checked off.
Amazing acai bowl.
Kind of. Like, I feel like she said she like heard a ping that said Glassell Park, you know? So like I feel like people get pretty specific with it.
That's too many syllables for a ping. Oh my god. Yeah, well I like, so I when I met Shauna, she was like super into like incense and signs and like mm-hmm. the universe, and I was like, you know, daughter of immigrants, like, all right, woo woo lady. But then, you know, there were so many signs around making wolfie and wolves, and I know that like I'm aware of when you're looking for signs, you will find the signs, you know, like there are people that will like the sliding scales of magic. There's people who are like, you know, I wanted to quit social media, and then like there it was in front of me, a stop sign.
And
it's like, all right, bitch.
And then my phone and the stop sign I pulled up, and my phone slipped out of my hand.
My phone slipped right out of my hand. What are the odds?
I feel like you're a good combination of the manifesting with very specific action. Like I think you set. Like you get the vision and then you like nothing stops you from making it happen.
Well, what do you mean when you say that?
Well, wolfie.
Because it sounds complimentary. So I'm like, of course I am. But
I mean,
wolfie, yeah.
Wolfie, but like kind of everything. Nothing. It never. The stuff you get never surprises me. I'm always like, that makes sense. Even though. Like somehow you being on a sitcom makes so much sense, even though none of us could have predicted it. But like, I'm not bumping on it.
Now for your daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom.
Well, that's not a mantra I've never heard. I don't know what it is.
How did you manifest writing for TV? Was that something that you saw yourself doing?
Well, I think I used to be better at manifest. If now, yeah, I used to be better at it. I did.
I think that SV said the thing about renting a place and manifesting, and you're like, well, if that's manifesting, then I don't manifest. No, but like, manifest is just literally a more syllables for saying like, make happen, or I don't even know if that's more syllables.
Exactly, making happen. Well, no. Yeah, I mean, I think I like the idea of making things happen, and I feel like sometimes people use wrap manifest around that. But in either case, whether it's manifesting or. I think it
one
is.
One of them just like you're riding a witch's broom while you do it.
Yeah. But I feel like I hear sometimes people saying it in a more passive way. And then I feel like sometimes it's like it gave me the thing that made me like it, something presented itself and I understood the direction I had to work. I had to go towards to make something happen, which is kind of like I feel like the case with Wolfie.
Okay, yeah, like it's more like signs.
Yeah, or like you understand like, what you like notice, you understand what you have to do once you see it instead of like you don't miss the opportunity. But I feel like lately, whether it's manifesting or making it happen, I've just not been as good as I used to be, and I've been spending a lot of time wondering why that is. Cuz it's not just me being like I'm just obsessing about the gaps. Like I think there's been a shift inside of myself that I would like to change.
Well, let's do it today on the podcast.
All you have to do is do the right combination of sound effects.
Okay, well, let's start with this.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
When was the last time that you were manifesting in the way that you want to manifest?
Probably Search Party.
Search Party season.
Like getting involved in that, I would say.
Yeah.
And right before that,
And how did that walk me through the steps of that?
That was because, so I had a podcast, mystery show it was called.
Super famous podcast. When you walk around with Starly Kine, there will be people that are like, excuse me, but will there be another mystery show?
It's probably, if we walk long enough, that will probably happen. Yeah. Some guy did stop me on the street the other day when I went to this like movie premiere or screening or something. And then it was great. He like is working for the company that made Mystery Show and he gave me all the dirt. It was a productive like encounter.
Cause that was not a good breakup.
Wasn't a good breakup. It wasn't a good breakup, but it's like so in the weeds of like, it's so in the weed to talk like not good breakups and up with the podcast company. Like it's such a specific abstract. Yes. Like only so many people, like most people I feel like are like, I don't know. They can't access the relatability of that.
I trust the goody goody listeners to really just like find a delicious quality to any gossip.
That's true.
About any podcast company. If I know the goody goody heads,
deals,
they love
deals,
a good deal on gossip.
Deals.
So we're trying to get back into what it was when you tapped into Search Party, but let's also talk about manifesting the mystery show so that we can then talk about how it bled into Search Party.
Oh yeah. Mystery show was like, I think that was kind of a combination of the manifesting, make it happen.
It was like a real like docu-series of a podcast. And this was what year was it?
Or how it many was, years was it? Whatever. It was 2015.
So like now people are like super talking about podcasts, but this was at a time where it's like, oh, all right, crazy lady, like go drag your microphone around.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was part of the thing. It was part of the thing that made podcasts what they are, like the, like everyone having a podcast now. I mean, not like just the whole, that whole group of people that I, like my podcast and everyone I knew making them. Cause it was, Mystery Show came out right after Serial. Serial is what started the the new wave of everyone having a podcast, because it's what started the true crime thing, I think.
Yeah, and Mystery Show was kind of true crime, but it wasn't crimes. It was just like people would come to you. I listened to the episode today where there was an author who had written a book that no one read, and then all of a sudden she sees this picture of Britney Spears holding this book. And so Starly like goes on this quest. You fly to Florida? Is it Florida? No, Vegas?
Vegas.
You fly to Vegas. And the sweetest was when you were talking to that man.
The Ticketmaster
guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, it's just a random game. Sometimes you're at the top, sometimes you're at the bottom.
That's kind of like Britney, right? Sometimes she's at the top, sometimes she's at the bottom.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like maybe life is just one big dog pile.
Wow.
Did I just blow your mind right
there?
That's
pretty deep. Yeah, I was like, wow. Okay. That is.
Are you being sarcastic or do you mean it? That's pretty deep.
Oh, no, for real. That's. I didn't even think of like how that applied when I said that. Sometimes you're at the top, sometimes you're at the bottom, and then you know, it refers to everything we were just talking about. I was like, I don't really think this applies to customer service.
I like to ask questions.
I got that feeling. I mean, that's a good thing, because I mean, you're curious, and you know, more people should be curious about other people and just not focus on themselves. I mean, I believe that like, the purpose of life is each other, because if everyone cared about everyone else, then nobody would have to care about themselves.
Isn't he so sweet?
So sweet.
I mean, when I was younger, I got in a lot of trouble. You have to be the kind of person that you would want someone to be attracted to.
That's true. Because if you're not, even if that person's attracted to you at first, if you don't believe that you're worthy of that person, they're not going to stay interested.
That's my
That's
problem
your clothes.
Right there. In the
you, don't, my clothes. You don't think you're worthy?
In a sense, no.
You are. You have to believe that.
Yeah, but I've made a lot of mistakes.
Who hasn't? I think you think you're not going to get happiness, and so the only way you're going to be able to feel stuff is if it's sad stuff.
Yeah. You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness. And what about you?
What about me?
What about you?
I mean, are you guys in love?
A little bit, yeah.
Should we find this guy?
That's why I'm able to talk about it, because I feel like I can relate. Plenty of times I don't feel worthy, and I say mean things to myself, and I lose perspective, and I get depressed, and I totally understand. Everyone does, and that's why you have to start little bits telling yourself, I am worthy, I do deserve that, I'm just as good as the other person who's getting it. And so you just have to, like, trick yourself.
It's like subliminal messages to yourself.
Yeah, act as though there's like commercials flashing at you that just keep being broadcast.
I mean, you're awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Yeah, exactly. He is awesome, though. Isn't he the best?
Yeah, you're awesome. You just like sprung into this like perfect message for what this guy needed. That just a reminder, that was a guy that she called on Ticketmaster while she was like trying to get to a meet and greet for Britney Spears. But like, it's so wild how you have the information, you as in like we all have the information that we need, and it's so easy to see in other people to have like empathy and compassion and be like, this is the information, dude. But then for something as simple as like, you're like, I know that if I pick up my clothes, I will feel better.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't tell yourself in that moment.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I think
that there's some things that we just like, we're not programmed to do. I've never been good at being tidy, but I do recognize that when I have a tidy space, it makes it clears things up. And like, if I had never met Shauna, I would just have to like work hard so that I could hire someone to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even think everyone should be. I definitely don't think there's one way to be. Like, I would never.
I don't. I think there is one way.
The one way to be is you, who doesn't have to be that way, but everyone else does.
Everyone else does. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so. It's interesting though that I think how focused it is, because it's not even like I think. It's not even like I'm hard on myself about like the other parts of the apartment. It's just because I specifically understand there's something toxic happening with the clothes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know there's another reason why I'm not doing it. That's not just about tidiness. Like, I think it does seem tied to self-worth specifically because it's clothes, body, image, health. Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like a innocuous clutter.
All right. So there's clues in the clothes.
There's clues in the clothes. And I have thought about that conversation, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I say every time I like doubt myself, I think about how I'm not obeying my own advice to him. But it doesn't, you can't, you, it's really hard to convince yourself.
Well, I feel like you just have to keep learning the same lessons in life. And sometimes we're like in a confident space where it's easy to learn those lessons. you've had a really good day and you're like, you know what? I know that. And I'm just going to put it into practice.
A sitcom audience has just gone crazy. Yeah. For you.
With the show, it's like, this is like the best and easiest time. And it's interesting because like, or ironic or whatever, where the time where there's a crowd of people that are like corralled in to like on command laugh at your jokes.
Yeah.
I've been, since I was 16, just like rolling around my vacuum cleaner, what Jeffrey Self calls me, like what's it called, like Willie Loman, when I go to mics at night, or not mics, but shows. He's like, oh, is daddy going to drag around his vacuum trying to sell some jokes? I've been doing that for like longer than I have not been doing that.
Yeah.
But it's when you book a thing that people are like, I'm so proud of you. And it's like, it makes sense. It's like the magnitude of the thing is higher, but it's like not, it's the time where it's like, yeah, I know. I mean, everybody that got paid to sit in the audience is proud of me.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I mean, I've like...
But we kind of need to act as though we all have like a sitcom audience cheering us.
Yes.
That is kind of the...
And truly, we could all have a sitcom audience. They're paid, like a lot of times they pay them to go sit there.
Really?
And that's how like fake reality is.
Right. But but that fake reality is what's destroying our like the time, us being alone with our thoughts. Kind, you know what I mean? Like we don't know that the reality is fake. And so yes. when we're failing to have it.
Yes.
We're
like, why don't I have that?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hire a publicist.
Yeah.
One time I had a dead summer, and I talked about it in the Brian episode, but like it was also the time that I'd come out to my Muslim family and they'd broken up with me. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do a tour. I'm calling it Brandlist. And I hired a publicity team in Canada to promote it. And all of a sudden I was getting all of this. I was like doing breakfast television in all these cities. I had like these articles written about me, and it was like, it was literally like the slowest my career. Like I had to invent this to have something happening.
Yeah.
I had to manifest this,
yeah,
you know, but like, I paid $5,000 for a PR person, and all of a sudden everyone in Canada was like, girl, congratulations on everything. And it's like, it's just that someone had summarized every like moment that was worth like talking about of anything, you know, like anything that I'd done in the past 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you were paying someone to have like people talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But that's what I think is so interesting too. Like all I did with the Ticketmaster guy, with Dennis, is just like, I just wasn't cruel to him for a part of his day. Like, I feel like we also
don't. No, but you had the advice. You know, you knew the things to say.
I did, because I was empathizing. Because I do, when I said we all feel that way, I meant it. And then I felt like it'd be like, I'm going to tell him that because he deserves to hear it. And I think I do think it's hard in real life to remember that people just need to hear nice things sometimes. Like we expect everyone to like never show any weakness, mm-hmm. and like, or you're like only the person, like that's what like couples get to, like, I guess they tell it to each other. But like, I just think it's so hard to be a person, and we live for such a long time.
Yeah.
Like it just, we do need, it's not, of course you need the boost, and it does so much for you. And I think it's so crazy that it's not like kind of mandated in humanity to like just kind of offer that to people.
Yeah.
You know, like I think it would help us if.
Well, okay. I will tell you then right now. So between the dog lipstick penis and the barking outside, mm-hmm. Before we continued to record the rest of the podcast, we were in the other room watching TV, and our friend Ingrid is here, and Ingrid came to me in the kitchen while I was making everyone food, and she was like, your friend is so cool and nice and fun.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
Yeah. And I never would have told you that, because why would I? That's my treasured memory. It means more to me than you.
Imagine if you were
imagine like... I just gave that away to you without you begging.
I love the idea of it meaning more to you too. Like somehow
mine, my compliment for my friend.
Yeah, that's, see that. Thank you. I actually really needed that today too. So that's, thank you. And I never ever would have known. I thought you hated me.
Really?
No, I didn't know. But I think I have become an increasingly, not stressed out person, but increasingly anxious person. And I think I'm like starting to like doubt myself, like the doubt is accelerating, where I'm starting to like second by second question myself. So I definitely wouldn't have thought that had happened.
All right, now we'll do what my therapist would say to do, which is breathe that in. Take it, and then but then do a really deep breath. And everyone listening, do it too. Pretend the compliment's for you. You know that someone gave you a compliment. Think about that compliment and just breathe it in. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And if you think for a second that I don't know that I could start a cult with this type of vibe, you would be mistaken. And that's how you live forever, dog. Yeah, my therapist tells me to breathe things in when we're realizing things. And I don't know. Does it work? Does it not? I think it's definitely, it's taking a moment. And breathing, I think breathing is very connected to some truth.
So it's like if you breathe it in, it's making it kind of real, right? Like it's like entering your system.
Yeah. And I also find like breathing just regulates. I mean, I found this. It's a little theory I have about breath. But like it's so true. If you breathe like in a moment, like right before a run through or something important, you take a deep breath, you're kind of in your power.
Yeah. And it definitely helps for if you're about to say something impulsive or fighting.
Oh my God, impulsive. Are you an impulsive person?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I'm an impulsive talker and I'm an impulsive.
And that gets you in arguments quicker than you'd like?
Yeah, because I think I don't fear arguments. Like, I don't have a fear of anger or
You're
arguments.
You're almost built for a debate.
Yeah. For better.
Where does that come from?
I think it comes less from debating and more from like being like, I feel like being Jewish, you're not really afraid of anger the same way. We're like, it's that like, it's like arguments happen all the time and then you let them go, you know?
Yes.
And it's less about, it's even though I think people would think otherwise, I think it's less about winning. It's more almost like the rhythm of how you like understand communication is like that. And then I feel like there are some people, like I'll meet people, depending on how you were raised or where you were raised, like there's nothing scarier than having a fight. And
yes,
I just
wasp life. Hashtag
and,
wasp life. Shout out to all my waspies.
Deal.
That was not the right sound effect.
Deal.
Call your mommy.
If you're a wasp, call your mom and argue with her.
It's like at the end of
You're not afraid of
ordinary
argument.
People. Like, have you ever seen Ordinary People?
I didn't see it.
It's all about wasp life. But it's all about like she'd rather do anything than, she'd rather talk about a broken plate than like discuss like the trauma in her family.
I hate when people, when there's couples that are like, the great thing is we just never fight. We just never argue. It's like, oh, cool. So one of you is constantly sacrificing. I mean, or you were built like you just have the exact same thoughts and likes.
There's just no way. Because even if you have that means you've never shown fully who you are to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And every choice, because you've decided because you're so afraid of them leaving you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. But I think
what percentage of couples do you look at that you are like, I'd like to be in that kind of relationship?
That's a good question. I feel like it has changed so much because. Yes. There's.
I like that you said it's a good question.
No, I know. I'm giving you, and I'm a professional question asker.
Yes.
So when I say that, it really means something.
Oh yeah, we have to get back to your radio life after this.
Yeah.
But what percentage would you say?
It's all become so muddled because it's like. How did you frame it?
Like how many questions? How many couples out of 10 would you say you're like, that's a nice relationship, I'd like to be in something like that?
But that's a nice one is different, not what I want to be with them, but that's nice working for them.
Yeah, just like positive relationships.
It's so hard. I feel like it used to be less for me. I used to be
whatever,
like
the question was when you thought
that's
a good question.
Yeah.
And then you tell me what that question is.
I feel like I used to be like, there used to be like a lower percentage where I'm like, that those relationships don't seem, they're not working as much as they think they are. But now I haven't been in a relationship in so long that I feel like no right to almost have critical thinking about it. And now I think what's changed with relationships in general is everyone seems to like stay together. Like I feel like we've moved away.
Well, I guess
from,
you get older and people are like, it's, you know, it's the end of musical chairs.
No, but I think people used to break up. I feel like I think literally previous generations.
But are you sure you're not just like now, you know, we're getting older and people like want to.
No, because I feel like I grew up watching like Woody Allen movies and everyone divorced in those. And I feel like
you're comparing the reality of the past to Woody Allen movies.
Yeah, I just feel like it used
to. In the Marvel galaxy, you know, people go on breaks.
Did people always just stay together? Because I feel like it's been so long since I've heard a long-term couple I know, like, even tell me they have a problem. Like, I just feel, or if they do, they've just, like, accepted it. Like, I don't feel like there's a lot of strife in relationships that I hear about.
Oh, so you're saying that you see a lot of positive couples.
I don't even know if I believe it's positive. I think people are getting better at choosing someone they should be with, but okay. They're compatible with, much more than, like, previous generations of, like, parents who just were, like, met at 20 and were like, you, should we be with each other? I think people are getting better at that, but I think there's also, like, the union of couplehood has become such a, like, people would be like anything but being single. Like, it's more important for
today.
Like, okay. I think it used to be people stayed in couples because that's what you did. You got married. That's just what happened. Yeah. Now I think people are almost like, but the practical aspect, even if they don't have kids or something, they're just like the stigma of not being in a couple is worse than making this work. Because I don't know. I just find it. I know so many people who have been together for so long.
Are you talking about me and
Shauna? No.
I'm kidding.
You guys are all stigma. Don't worry. It's intact. Don't worry about that. I just feel like it's been. I know so many long-term couples at this point that I'm like, how did anyone ever, why did I ever break up with anyone? Like, how did breakups ever happen?
If this is
like,
happening, then I should have stayed with my high school boyfriend.
Kind of. Like, I'm just like, I guess everybody was just okay with everyone and just stayed together. Like, everyone got it right. Everyone just like worked it out. And that's what life is. I know more of those than I know like short-term couples.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, I was talking in the episode with Ashley, I was talking about like, I think we were talking about negotiating for yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about like gaps or the gaps, it is such a, I'm going to say binary, but like a black and white thing of like, if you measure things by gaps, if you measure like, oh, I don't have a partner right now, then you're kind of weighing yourself against all of these people that you're like, I would never want to be in that partnership.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's a lot of people out there not negotiating for themselves that are in partnerships that are like, oh my God, I would not want that.
Yeah. And there's very few people, relationships I see where I'm like, I wish I was with their person, but it's.
Or someone like that, or had that kind of thing, had that kind of arrangement.
Yeah. Well, I was just.
So that, but just like, I just want to then put a marker here in terms of the clues. I want to put a marker in like, if one of the gaps is like that you don't, that you're currently not with partner, then you have to acknowledge that like, there's a lot of PR and like fake sitcom, you know, people are being paid to fill in the audience of some of these couples.
It's totally true, but somehow that PR campaign is winning. That I think is the startling part.
Of course it is, because we're all just striving for happiness and to feel worthy, and that there is something about someone else that you sleep with every night that checks off a worthiness box. But so many people are going in the opposite direction of actually having that fulfillment or feeling worthy by. You know what I'm talking about,
right? By, like, discovering it on their own instead of, like...
Well, just by, like, I don't know. Like, I know people that are in relationships that take them further away from their personal happiness or digging deeper into their identity and the things that I think really make you feel worthy and feel full.
It's true. I guess what I have started to see, though, is even with the acknowledgement of that, people are like, yeah, that's okay with us.
Yeah, but
like,
that's people. I mean, people also voted for this president.
It's true. All of our friends.
All of our friends voted for this president. And I want to apologize to the world. I didn't know that that's what they were doing. It was started as a prank.
I could see that.
Hollywood Scoop.
Everyone in Hollywood voted
Hollywood Scoop
for a monster. Scoop, scoop, scoop.
Which of our friends voted for the current administration? How did Starly get her start working in radio?
There was an old woman who lived next door to me who was convinced I was a drug kingpin.
What activities has my son Wolfie been up to?
He was just carrying this basket
I love
around
it.
The house and just shopping in the house.
It's my favorite thing. Baby, like... baby
determined baby play.
I love
is going on in their mind, just like what is happening in his mind when he's like rearranging things or like knocking all the shampoo bottles down to put them back up.
Yes, it's such a system, and I could watch it for hours and hours and hours. I find it so relaxing.
All this and more on the next episode of The Goody Goody.
That's on Thursday.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey, engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.